Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Well, good morning, Risa. Good morning, everybody. And how is everybody doing this morning? August 31st. Well, it looks like, is that the end of summer? Well, you know, to a lot of us, I don't know. We have to look forward to some pretty strange weather coming up. It's going to be humid. It's going to be cold. We're going to have snowstorms. It depends where you live. But out here in California, I don't want to rub it in, but really it's pretty much the same. But still, psychologically, I look at it as though summer's over. Summer is when you had time off. That's when school was done, and it was just July and August was supposed to be time to go to the beach and have fun. And now it's the last day of summer. But anyway, if you missed your vacation, like myself, I missed my vacation. I missed my barbecues. I missed my going to the beach. I missed everything. So I got to make up for it, and I can do that through September, October. February 1st, we can get out and go to the beach. Makes no difference. But anyway, it's been an interesting...
Did you miss me, Jim, though?
Rita, I'm just holding my breath, waiting for you to pop on. There you are. Rita Gray from Betty White's Off the Rocker. Ladies and gentlemen, yay. Missed applause this morning.
Time got away from me this morning. I looked up and I said, oh, my goodness.
Great. You know what? I was just touching base on what we've talked about before on how, okay, it's July and August. It's time to, you know, take your vacation, so on and so forth. But just because it's over doesn't mean we're going to be looking at a drastic change in the weather out here. You know, I mean, I was just going to say before you got on, if it's February 1st, we could still go to the beach.
I spent the weekend in Palm Desert.
Right,
it was
warm.
119 in Palm Desert. I am so grateful to be back in Los Angeles at this point
Good
in
Lord.
Life. It was unbelievably hot, but I had a wonderful weekend. But Palm Desert is, you know, you might as well be on the moon, as they say.
That's hot.
It was unbelievably hot. One of the ladies went outside, took off her shoes, and unthinkingly stood up without slipping her feet back into her shoes.
Oh, boy. On the pavement. Yeah.
The bottom of her feet were burned for just a couple of seconds on the pavement. When I got in my car to come home, I couldn't touch the steering wheel. So can you imagine? It's too hot to sit in the car, but you're sitting in the car. It's too hot to touch the steering wheel.
Yeah,
it was unbelievably hot. That brings me up to my hot topic.
Oh, there you go. It's hot topic time. How time flies. And hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Like I said, I was in Palm Desert this weekend, but I was at a wonderful women's conference with Dr. Barbara Young. She has a radio show on Voice of America, and she's a success coach, and she's just an absolute wonderful woman. We're just going to have her on the show one of these days. And it was a wonderful women's conference. We were at the Marriott Villas, which were absolutely beautiful. My room was right off of a lake, but I couldn't go outside and enjoy it. It was just too hot, but I could look out of my window. And it always amazes me. It's 119 degrees, but if you're inside and you're looking out of a window, it looks like it's perfectly normal. But then you walk outside and you literally burn just from the sun. That the women's conference was wonderful. There were a bunch of lovely women there. I had such a great time. I was one of the speakers. And I spoke on how to grow spiritually, and then we had a panel. And women were open and honest, and it was just a really nurturing, wonderful weekend. I wish I could say it was a vacation, but it really wasn't because, like I said, it was too hot to go outside. But we had a wonderful time. We got to grow and stretch and just fellowship with other women, like-minded women, and we just had a wonderful time. And if anyone's interested in seeing parts of the conference, they can go to drbarbarayoung.com, and I'm sure they're going to be posting things there. And if Jim, I don't know if she has events for men too, but for any of the women, if you ever see any of her events, I highly recommend that you go. It'll be a refreshing time.
Sounds interesting. Other than the
it
heat?
Was. Yes, in the heat. And
you
how is your...
Do you think you mm-hmm. could, I mean, after a while, if you lived there, do you think you could find a way to adapt to that heat?
No, I would not live there. I don't even understand how people live in, climates that are not as severe as Palm Springs in Las Vegas. I don't understand. I've lived in Los Angeles all of my life, and I probably will live here the rest of my life simply because of the climate. I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my hot topic is touching on a couple extra bucks for when you retire. Starting in 2011, let's go back to 2011, about 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day. And of that amount, 60% are expected to actually retire. So that's a lot of people. So if you're thinking of a little part-time business, that'll give you an idea. Often, jobs usually taken by teens in places like, you got hardware stores, fast food, Starbucks, et cetera, are now being filled by baby boomers looking for an extra income. Here's some examples of, let's switch over and maybe we can make this a little bit more fun. Example would be, let's see here, we got, you can create something like, all right, a retired real estate individual that's been working in a certain job, but for years been thinking, I've always been interested in real estate. Well, here you are. Now you can, it's like people, I know guys that have always thought, about, it'd be nice to get that certain type of car that I had back in 1965. Well, if they have the money, now they can get it. Well, for extra income, you can get into real estate part-time. It doesn't have to be full-time. It doesn't have to be a huge, 12-hour day situation. You can work at it part-time. You could start a new career, and be your own boss, okay? Use your talents and skills that you've perfected for more than 30 years. Whatever field you were interested, that you had over the years, you can use that experience. Like you could possibly write novels or books about the knowledge you had, and you can go online and share your expertise over the last 30 years that you put together. Put it on paper or a blog or a small paperback. You may be able to sell your expertise, possibly monetize on it, say Amazon or Google, or there's several of them. And, just do research on part-time incomes. Start a new business, find a part-time work, however you can do it. But it doesn't have to be complicated. You really don't have to go down to the corner store and apply at the fast food store or whatever. Do a little research, look into it, and you could possibly wind up being successful. I know people that have even taken some of their materials, they wound up painting, taking their artwork to a swap meet, made money doing that, and they enjoy it. So there you go, Reva.
Well, I know instead of retiring, I went back to my first career of acting, and I've had more success as a senior acting than I did when I was young. So, going back to work can be fun.
Well, you don't have to think, I'm out of money and I got to go out and find a job. Start using your, think about it a little bit. And there might be creative ways of finding extra income that you enjoy doing, because how many people for 30 or 40 years got up, went to work, and they really did enjoy where they were going, So, who knows? I mean, you enjoy what you're doing, right?
I love what I do. What can I tell you? I go to parties and I hang out with actors and It's a Wonderful Life. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Are you a business owner interested in workforce expansion and wanting to include hiring individuals with disabilities and are wondering how to obtain the most qualified professionals at minimal cost? The Disability Awareness Experts can help. Our consulting services extend to businesses, organizations, and employers interested in expanding through hiring individuals with disabilities. The Disability Awareness Experts are a nonprofit organization and are proud sponsors of Easy Way Broadcasting and members of the United Nations Association of Beverly Hills, California. For more information, contact daexperts.org or dial 310-910-7460.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
A lot of negative issues, but, you know.
Jim?
Yeah.
You're Jim.
I'm Jim.
Yes, it's time for Jim's Jim.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was going into it. You know, I was telling Reith that I try to keep a positive spin on my reports and everything, and, you know, we run across some negative articles every once in a while. So the... you know, in BBC News, this I've been following some of this, in the space of a week, 750 immigrants, you know, the people that were leaving, they feared to have died crossing the Mediterranean Sea. This has been a really, really a disaster. Many thousands have risked their lives fleeing from conflicts in the Middle East and Africa. They tried to leave in vessels, you know, different small, large boats, whatever, but they're not in good enough shape for the long trip, and often they find some of these ships and the people are starving, they're out of food, or they've passed away. So they're really desperate to leave the war-torn homelands, and their lives are really at risk in these situations. They try as hard as they can, young and old, women, children, they take these long trips, they get lost, the engines break down. And the situation is that, you know, when they get to areas like, oh, they cross over, they get to the shores of Italy and or they leave the borders and they get to Greece and they're looking for some kind of sanctuary. But the problem is there's just so many that the stations they have to take care of these people are overfilled and they're putting up these barbed wire fences and everything to keep them out. So these people are literally standing in fields, all their families, waiting to cross over to a sanctuary that's not happening. So, you know, the bottom line is do some research. Look up Catholic Charities. There's several of them that you can link them to. And you got worldvision.org, charity.org, Red Cross. You know, and look into what you can do to help support some of these situations because there's just so many, and there's more and more coming all the time. I won't go into all the statistics, but the numbers, Reefa, have really gone up, you know, from 2,000 to 6,000, and it's growing. And the areas are already filled up, and there's just more and more coming, figuring that they'll have a better life in this new country they get to, but there's not much waiting for them. It's pretty, dire situation that's going on, so we should all put together something, see what we can do to contribute to these various foundations. You probably heard that in the news, right, Reefa, about all these... Even the trucks in that, they find people in the back.
Well, we're really blessed to be born in America, those of us that were born here. I really do believe it's the greatest nation in the world, and I have traveled to several countries. And you're right, people are trying to leave their countries to go to a better life. And our streets aren't exactly paved with gold, but... we do have more opportunity here
yeah.
than in most countries. So you don't see a whole bunch of Americans trying to get out. I used to tell my friends, if you don't like it here, leave. It's not a problem. Get on a boat, a plane, train, whatever, and leave.
Oh,
and they all seem to say,
exactly.
Oh, no, I think I'll stay here.
Yeah. Well, Grace, you and I go back to the 60s and earlier, and do you remember of course, we didn't have that instant news back then. I mean, you know, we didn't have cable where we saw what's going on. But, you know, do you remember this kind of situation where so many people were trying to leave some of these countries, you know, the turmoil in the Middle East and in Africa and all these various countries trying to get to other countries? You know, it really seems like it's heavy now.
Well, it is, and, you know, the availability to try to get out of countries is better now, but we're living in very troubled times, you know. There are people that are just going through horrible situations around the world, and again, I always say America is a wonderful place to live and be born. And, yeah, you know, although we can't take everybody, nor can England, nor can France. And what you're suggesting is wonderful. We do need to give to these organizations. At my church, we're very involved with giving to an organization that builds, well, it's actually World Vision, the one you just said.
Oh,
we're,
yeah,
involved with World Vision, and we're involved in the part where they dig wells. And I've been to Africa, and there are villages that are totally saved because an organization came in and built a well. Now, that doesn't sound like a big deal to us, but when you live in an area where there's no running water,
exactly,
we're used, yeah, to water coming out of a tap. And they put in a well where everyone can go and pump water every day. It becomes a social place. It becomes definitely a place where people get clean water. It's a really big deal. So when we can give to those organizations that we know use a large percentage of the money, of course some of the money has to go to administration. Nobody wants to work for free. But if you give to these organizations that, you know, budget their money and use a very large percentage of it to actually do the work,
exactly,
it really makes it more comfortable for those people who are left in these areas. There are children all around the world that are still getting limbs blown off from landmines.
Yeah.
A lot of these organizations help with medical expenses and with replacement limbs, and There are a lot of organizations that we can give to that, and even at our church, what they do is they run the marathon, and they raise money by doing that. So there are things you can do. You don't even have to come out of pocket. You could participate in marathons or different fundraising efforts, and sometimes they help in countries so that people can start their own businesses. They start these micro businesses, especially for women, because it's hard for women to get jobs in a lot of countries. And they start these micro businesses.
And another thing, Rita, that we talked about before that they have to do is research the people you're giving to and make sure that the majority of your money, hopefully 80% or more, goes towards whatever the cause is. If it's digging wells, it goes towards actually digging the wells or building a house. Because I did some research, and I was kind of surprised to see that 80% of the money collected or more, even 90%, does not go. It goes towards, you know,
the administration.
The administration, yeah. And I'm
well,
thinking,
I know. Like
what?
I said, nobody wants to work for free. And I, you know, we don't expect to go to work every day and not get paid. So I understand that charities do have administrative costs. I think they should be paid fairly and competitive wages so that you can get good people in there.
I've seen CEOs making $700,000 a year that work with these charities. That's like a little steep.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, this week I'm going to talk about Pinterest. Pinterest is a social media. It's a form of social media. And it's pictures. Now, it's not like Instagram, but it is. Both of them are picture-based. With Pinterest, you have what I call bulletin boards. They call them boards, but they're like bulletin boards. And you can have separate categories. So I have a category on Pinterest. It's Betty White. because I was working with Betty White, so I have pictures with Betty White, or I might collect something about the show or something about Betty. And then you can share the board, and people follow you just like they would on Twitter or on Facebook, and they get to see what you pin on your boards. Now, the thing that makes Pinterest different is it's usually stuff off of the Internet, and so it's also a bookmark. So when you click on the picture, it'll take you back to the website where you actually clipped the picture from. The advantage of that is if you've ever had to try to find something in your bookmarks, I can't for the life of me figure out why they can't figure out a better way to arrange bookmarks. And that's where Pinterest comes in, because you can save things on a board in a specific category, and then you can pin it to that board, and it makes it a lot easier to find your bookmark. It's also a wonderful marketing tool if you're in business. You can pin up your things that you're selling, or if you're in real estate, you can pin up houses, and people can go to your Pinterest page, click on it, and go to the page where they can get more information about it. And they can just start off by browsing in pictures. Now, when you follow people, you might get led to websites that you never would have thought about. I have a nephew who loves cooking and loves decorating. We used to have contests of who decorated the house the best for the holidays, and he always won because he was just wonderful with his Halloween decorations and St. Patrick's Day. And you can go to his Pinterest page and click on his different decorations and his recipes and all types of tips that he collects. And so if you're a business, you can do the same thing. Like I said, you put up your what your goods or services are. People can click on it, and it'll take them to the actual website. A lot of the stars are using Pinterest now. It's becoming very popular, like I said, for marketing and for personal use. You can put the kids' pictures up there, but that's probably better off on Instagram. This is more of a bookmarking tool, so you can actually go back, find the website, and find out the details or what's going on behind the picture. So for those of you who have stayed away from Pinterest because you said, oh, I've got way too much social media already, you don't have to make it public. It doesn't have to be a social media thing. It could be just a private bookmarking service for yourself. So it'll be easier for you to find the websites that you liked or the recipes that you liked or the decorations you liked or interesting stories even that you liked. So for those of you who haven't taken a look at Pinterest, go to Pinterest. That's Pinterest. And check it out. You never know. You might like it.
Another beneficial tool.
Yeah. So are you on Pinterest, Jim? I say laughingly.
Yeah, right. Pinterest. It sounds like one of the people that could be in one of these fantasy cartoons with, you know, the all these high-tech cartoons you see?
I know. The anime.
The name's similar to that. But, you know, these different tools they have, you take it all the way back to the new programs they have for kids, or not even kids, little tots. They have these little pads that they can touch the apple, and it says apple. I mean, by the time they're 2 or 3 years old, they're going to be knowing what's going on with some of this.
Oh,
they're
no,
going to
they
learn
can...
so young.
Oh, yeah. No, they can work electronic media much better than most adults. By the time they're 4, they totally know how to swipe. They know how to, you know, they grab their parents' phones and they just take off with it. There's a good side to that because they're going to be very knowledgeable. But the bad side is I really think our children and our adults are losing social skills. Because
yeah,
they're not communicating like they used to. They're spending way too much time. I do it. I will be out to dinner, and I will be on my phone. And there's a human being sitting directly across from me, and I'm dealing with stuff on my phone.
You see these young people, there was some movie about they're at a party, and they walk in, and everybody's looking down at their phone. I mean, what about all the people that are around you? You know, you wonder what the statistics are on how it affects people in, you know, in society in general, when everybody is so involved in their tweeting and texting and, you know, all the different programs they have, compared to years ago when you call them or you meet with them and there was eye-to-eye contact. And now people have said even when they're in the same house, they could text someone that's in another room. You know, what are they doing?
Exactly, rather than walking into the other room and interacting with them. Yeah, I really do think we're losing social skills. And like I said, I'm guilty. I'm absolutely guilty.
Well,
I heard some breaking news, Jim, that I find extremely disturbing.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you heard this, but
I have to bring it up
before we get off the air.
President Obama was in one of those real life films with the survival guy.
No, that wasn't disturbing.
Okay.
I didn't hear it, but it wouldn't be disturbing.
Is it a reality
show? What is disturbing is, though, Kanye West has thrown his hat into the ring for 2020.
Yeah.
He's going to run for president.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what to say. What can I say?
That's so disturbing on so many levels.
Yeah, I don't know if I can give you a solid background on whoever that is. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. It would make Kim Kardashian the first lady.
Oh. Oh, God. Yeah.
And no offense to Kanye. I think he's a brilliant musician. No offense to Kim. I think she's a brilliant marketeer. I don't know anyone who sells himself any better than Kim. However, I don't think I could bring myself to say President West.
Well, you know, it goes back to when we watched the Kennedy-Nixon debates, okay? And it was so influenced by the fact that Nixon didn't allow the makeup person to put makeup on him. You know, because they have to get hit with some of the stuff that, reflects on the camera from the sweat
mm-hmm.
and all that. And he said, no, I'm fine. And the comments were, well, Kennedy looked so much better. Well,
mm-hmm.
what does that have to do with the facts and figures and stats and what their beliefs are and their foreign policy and so on and so forth? Zero, you know. But a lot of people are influenced by one certain commercial or an article they read. And they're making critiques on certain people running for an office, but with the Democrats, with the Republicans that have been, going head to head with each other, what do they really know about? I mean, some of the stuff maybe, but they say most people don't really know the backgrounds and the beliefs and opinions of these people. I think it should all be researched and then you put it together.
Absolutely. Publicly, yeah. I don't recommend people. I try not to talk too disparagingly about them unless they're Kanye West. But it's because I'm relatively a public figure, and people attribute more knowledge to public figures than they should. Public figures are private citizens, and they usually know little more than everyone else does. And I think it's unfair for them to, recommend somebody and then people vote for them based on the fact that their favorite celebrity endorsed them. So as a public figure, I don't publicly get involved in politics, but behind the scenes, I'm very involved. I'm involved with my party. I'm involved. I work at the polls. I'm very involved in politics, and I think all American citizens should be because it's a privilege that we have. Everyone around the world doesn't have it. It's back to we live in America. We get to vote for the president. We don't get to wake up in the morning and find out that the Capitol's been stormed and the new regime has taken over.
Oh, man. The stuff that's going on is really – it's probably – social media has affected a lot of the situations in other countries. Because people that are being suppressed can contact each other and let them know, look, this was what we did. And then a regime that's being really suppressed, they can't stop. It's like in the Star Wars situation where they said the closer you clench your fist, the more star systems will slip away. And look at what happened in the Middle East when they, you know, when they overthrew a government, and then they started tweeting and texting another regime, and then they started. I think that's what affected a lot of these turnovers. You know, and so it
well, that's just
difference.
It. They didn't have communications. Even we've had communication in America forever, but in a lot of these countries, it's only been in the last 20 years, if that many, that they've had open communications. When you go to Africa, people may not have a house, but they'll have a cell phone.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Maybe. And they're not homeless. They're just part of the population who doesn't have a house, you know, not in the traditional sense that we would consider homeless. But they have a phone. Everybody has a phone. They have no hard wiring. They have no landlines. They don't have a lot of electricity strung around the countries. But they have cell towers because the wealthy demanded it. And most of these countries have some layer of wealth at the top. Yeah. And they would make demands for these cell towers. And because everyone has a cell phone, it's a booming business in these third world countries.
Yeah,
so,
amazing.
Of course, they met the demand. So they and the cell phone service is much cheaper than it is in America.
Well,
and they don't use it the way we do, you know, with constantly texting and carrying on like we do. But everyone is able to communicate, and they do have the ability to text, and they certainly have the ability to talk to people in other countries and to watch TV. They do have internet, so whatever we can get on the internet, so can they.
They can get the same thing, exactly. Unbelievable, Rafa. Can you believe it's 10:30? Our time is up again until next week. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Are we going to squeeze in another commercial?
Well, we'll just go on out with the commercial. How's that?
We'll just float on out with the commercial. Sounds good. All right, Rafa, we'll talk to you next week or sooner. So long, everybody.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Baby Boomers Live. Bye-bye.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com.